This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Your time is over. You got Kyrie for me.
Happy to be back. I've had
enough. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah. I mean, his head was on his hands, leaned over, and the body language is like, I don't care what you think. He doesn't care what I'm saying right now at all.
Yeah. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, YES Network Brooklyn Nets analyst Richard Jefferson. Coming up, San Diego Union Tribune Chargers reporter Kevin Acey. Bills defensive back Josh Norman. Plus, Kerry Champion and Jamel Hill. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Josh Norman, one of our favorite guests in the six plus years, in our seventh year now of the history of this show. I love this guy. And he is, as we know, a member of the NFC champion Carolina Panthers for Super Bowl 50. He is one step away from getting back to the Super Bowl, this time with the Bills, who are going to be taking on the Chiefs in the final game of championship Sunday. And we're still waiting to hear a high sign from the independent observers who can give clearance, a green light to Patrick Mahomes. I'll ask Josh who he thinks is going to be the starting quarterback for that team. As we know, the Bills got spanked by the Chiefs earlier this season. It was a Week 6 Thursday night game that had to be pushed because the Chiefs and because of the COVID concerns, and the schedule had to be reconfigured, and the Bills didn't know what the game was going to be played, and it got played the next week. It was really weird. And the Chiefs ran the ball damn near 1,000 times for 2,000 yards that night. They ran the same running play over and over again, and then chose two more running plays and ran those over and over again. It wasn't a large bouquet of offensive plays from the menu that night. And so we'll talk to Josh about that. Kerry Champion and Jamel Hill of Kerry and Jamel Won't Stick to Sports on Vice TV. They're going to come up in hour number three to talk about things outside the sports world, as well as obviously the topic du jour in the NBA, in Kyrie returning tonight to play for the first time with teammate James Harden, along with Kevin Durant. So that'll be later in hour number three of the show. But we led the show talking about Phillip Rivers' retirement. And the man who broke that news in the San Diego Union Tribune with one of the best five-word leads you'll ever see. He wrote, and this summed it all up, quote-unquote, "The time has come, dadgummit." Kevin Acey here on the Rich Eisen Show. Outstanding, Kevin. I laughed out loud when I read your first line of your story.
I didn't think it could be anything else, but thank you, Rich.
Of course, it summed it up perfectly. So did you just get a call last night from Phil, or has this potentially been in the hopper and it was decided this day it would be done? Can you walk me through how this all came about, if you don't mind?
Yeah, he gave me a call last night, and you know, I was expecting at some point that might happen, but I never talked to him about it. Since I got off the you know, I was a columnist actually at the end of his time.
Yep.
Since I stopped really writing about the Chargers, when we talk, I've kept it real, more like between friends and all that. But I had a feeling he was going to give a call. He actually spent the first 5 minutes talking about the Padres and their off season. And for a minute, I'm thinking maybe he's just checking in. And then he said that he was going to retire and he wanted me to break it.
No kidding. So that's where you grab your pen and pad or record something, or that's when you're like, say, let me get something ready here. Is that how that works, Kevin? That's amazing.
Yeah, while this was the big one, and I was somewhat shocked, at first I said, look, I think this is great, because I know if you made this decision, then I know you're at peace with it. And then, of course, you know, basically, I didn't even ask questions. As you know, Phillip just talked. And so he was freewheeling. We've always been in a way where he trusts me to put down my thoughts, or, you know, to organize his thoughts and put it into a story. And, you know, like, he texted me afterward and was like, you know, like old times, and that's what it was. Honestly, it says so much about Phillip that he called up the guy who covered him because of his affinity for San Diego, and that's how he wanted it to be broken. I just wouldn't expect anything different from him. I know it gets diminished because we throw words, these absolute words around, but he is a great human being.
Kevin Acey here on the Rich Eisen Show. He is, and the way I summed it up to start the show, Kevin, is the ultimate gamer. The ultimate gamer. All he wanted was a helmet and pads. That's all he wanted, and 10 other guys that would follow his infectious love of the game. And like a child, like literally like a kid who gets to get out there at age 7, age 8. He just happens to be age 37. You know, like that's the way I will always remember Phillip Rivers, the ultimate gamer. Never out, never out of a game. Always fighting to the last second. I love the guy. I love watching him play.
I think you nailed it. There's two ways that Phillip has not changed from the first time that I met him, 17 years ago. And one of them is that he's a really good guy. He is who he is. And to me, that just, man, there just aren't many people like that. And the other is what you said. He loves to play. And he had a lot of fourth quarter comebacks and a lot of fourth quarter tries that fell short. And but he was always in it. And I'll tell you, he never thought he was out of it. Of those, whatever it was, I think 240 straight starts. I think he didn't finish only a couple of them. It didn't matter what the score was. Phillip was going to play.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question, Kevin Acey, San Diego Union Tribune, former beat writer of the Chargers, now columnist, and broke the story of Phillip Rivers' retirement right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Million-dollar question, sir. And if you had the answer, obviously you might be in the town where the Raiders currently play. So why didn't Phillip win at all? What would be the answer to that question when the conversation about his Hall of Fame worthiness comes up? Well, no rings. So why didn't Phillip win at all with
the
Chargers?
He played for the Chargers. There was a lot of bad luck. If you think about in 2006, Marlon McCree's fumble after the Chargers had seemingly were just about to ice the game. Phillip was also hurt then. 2007, he played in that championship game against the Patriots without an ACL. had surgery the next week. He didn't play his best in the postseason. There were times where, for all that I could talk about how great he was, and he was arguably one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league for a good 3-4 year period there last decade. He made mistakes. He threw some inopportune passes that were intercepted, but when his offense was really good, sometimes their special teams was monumentally bad. I think Phillip had bad luck. I remember doing stories on why hasn't this happened, especially when Eli Manning, the guy he was traded for, won two. And I believe there were a lot of people around the league who felt that their situations were reversed, that Phillip would have his hardware, and Eli Manning very well might not.
So pound the table. Who's going to be the one pounding the table for Phillip in the Hall of Fame room? Who's going to be who's the Southern California representative with Chargers ties that could do that? Is that going to be you? Do you have a vote for that sort of thing, Kevin? Or who would be that person?
I was in the room, but I don't anymore. I spend my time covering baseball. I'm not sure who it will be. I'm not sure how they moved on to replace me since the Chargers are no longer in San Diego. There haven't been a whole lot of people that watched it there that have been watching them long enough in Los Angeles. If I were making the argument, I would have a whole bunch of stats and also say the things that I did and have testimonials from the guys who played with him and played against him. I do know, having been in that room, the emphasis that is placed by a lot of voters, rightly so, maybe overly so for some, but on championships, and I do know that it's going to be an uphill climb for Phillip maybe the first couple years.
Well, if it's not an uphill climb in the first year, Kevin, could you imagine him and Breeze going in together?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? I mean, could you imagine if I had told you that ever, that it's possible?
Could you, like, 2004, when Drew Breeze, when they drafted Eli Manning and then traded right away for Phillip. And if Phillip Rivers had reported to camp on time, Drew Breeze almost certainly would not have got his shot with the Chargers. And then Drew did what he did, which is one of the great sports stories of all time. The belief Drew Brees has in himself and what he turned that into. So yeah, wow. I might even go, and I mean, I imagine I will anyway. But that would really be special.
And not to be, you know, I guess overly dramatic, but I've got that gene in me, Kevin Acey. Gates is retired. Now it's Phillip. LT's already in the hall. Is this the end of the San Diego Chargers? I mean, who might there be out there? Is it Keenan Allen, right? I mean, like, who can carry this onward now? Or is this it, do you think, Kevin?
Keenan was just getting to be Keenan when they were in San Diego. I think that for a lot of San Diegans, this is it. First, you know, he went to play for the Colts, but there was still... heck, this might be it for the NFL for some San Diegans, but Phillip was the tie that kept a lot of Chargers fans involved in the Chargers and in the league. So I think symbolically, yeah, this is it.
And how Phillip's going to be a dynamite coach, isn't he? Right? I mean, his dad coached him, and now, right?
Imagine what these kids are getting at St. Michael Catholic High School in Alabama in terms of, my gosh. Can you imagine the trash talk that is going to be happening to him and these teenagers?
This is going to probably be cleaner than the teenagers, right?
Oh, it'll be cleaner, and he won't tolerate anything different. But I just, anybody who's seen any of the videos, anybody who's watched the Chargers practice, you have to be so creative to be that good and not say the F word. And he is... His trash talk is just fantastic. And sometimes it's even uplifting. He puts you down and lifts you up. I just honestly, you touched a button there, because I cannot imagine what these kids are going to be able to experience. And it's pretty amazing. His dad coached him. He's going to end up coaching his son in a couple of years. For all that he ever wanted to be an NFL quarterback, I know you're not going to believe me, but right up there, in his goals and his dreams, was being a high school football coach.
Well, now he's going to live that dream out. And Kevin, I mean, everyone should seek out your scoop and your story, because it does perfectly capture Phillip Rivers. And so did J.J. Watt's tweet. I don't know if you saw it, but you would talk about his helpful smack talk, him telling a story about that. He pointed out to one of the Texans linebackers, telling him he was lined up wrong based off the blitz we were about to run, and being 100% correct about it. And then the last line, I think, sums it up about Phillip: one of the smartest I've ever played against and a hell of a competitor. That is a perfect way to put it from J.J. Watt, you know?
And then J.J. Watt, I believe, sent a follow-up tweet where he put asterisk heck of a, which I assume was in respect to Phillip.
Kevin, thanks for the call. Great scoop. Let's stay in touch, certainly, since you're talking baseball, and we'll talk Padres, because you guys have got some generationally talented people on one team. How about that? For the San Diego Padres.
It's exciting. It soothes a little bit for the San Diego fans. I really appreciate it, man.
Right back at you. That's Kevin Acey. Everybody should check it out. SDUT, Kevin Acey, A-C-E-E, on Twitter to see his story. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to take your calls by the end of this hour. But we're going to take a break, come back, and Josh Norman of the Buffalo Bills, one of our favorites. Great interview, great guest, and he is one step away from the Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John always listens to his truck. So when his brakes start talking, he goes to AutoZone, where a helpful AutoZoner gets him the right parts. If John has time to put them in, he borrows a kit with Lonatool. And if he doesn't, he gets a free shop referral. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Deposit required for loan a tool. Restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He's sitting there.
Yeah.
Because J-Lo performed today, right?
Yes.
844-204-RICH, number to dollar. If you're on hold, stay on hold. I appreciate you staying on hold. We'll talk to you on the back end of this interview that I believe we're about to conduct with a member of the Buffalo Bills organization. Getting ready to play in the AFC Championship game is the man on the phone.
You know it.
As promised, here he is from the Buffalo Bills, getting set to play in his first career AFC Championship game. Formerly of the Carolina Panthers, who he made the Super Bowl with, he is Josh Norman. How are you, Josh?
Hey, Rich, what's going on, buddy? I'm doing good, man. I'm doing actually great.
Actually great, Josh Norman here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're feeling great? I mean, physically, emotionally? Walk me through this, Josh. How's it going?
All things. I'm feeling great about it. I mean, you can't write a better script than what we are in right now. Truly blessed and very fortunate enough. I think Elohim has blessed us in so many ways, but definitely in this chance, this opportunity of a lifetime in this AFC Championship game this week. So all the things that we have worked ourselves up to this point is right in our grasp. So we just got to go through it, go up there and do our job and try to take it, you know.
I asked you this question after you made your debut with the team in Vegas in week four, and you came up with a big takeaway in that game and a big victory for the Bills early on in the season. I asked you, you know, you've been around a team that's been to the Super Bowl and how this team looks. And you said you're beginning to just see some good stuff. What feeling do you have right now, now that you're a couple days away from a win away from getting back to the Super Bowl, Josh?
You know, the feeling hasn't changed. It's only intensified itself from previously. You know, it's only four teams remaining, and only two of those in the AFC. So one has to beat out the other one to go to the show, the big dance of them all. This is what we worked for all the way back in the springtime when we was doing Zoom calls, you know, and from that going all the way up into this week, like, my goodness, everything is going to be expanded from ourselves this Sunday coming up. I mean, when you look at all the things that we've, you know, persevered through those times and this team and how we overcame so much stuff during this time. I mean, others have too, but we stayed the course. We didn't ask about nothing. We kept our head down and we just kept working. And looking now, I mean, we have a chance to do something very special in this organization. So we don't want to take that lightly, and we want to be respectful of our opportunity, go out there and do our best.
Now, in retrospect, as you're getting ready again for the AFC Championship game in Kansas City, Josh, looking back, I'm sure it was a long flight home. I'm sure it was very difficult. Did the Hail Mary help this team in any way, shape, or form, losing in that fashion at all?
No.
Not at all.
I'm going to go ahead there. You know, what people talk about on sports shows or casters or analysts, anything that have anything to say about the game itself,
mm-hmm.
None of that matters, bro. Like, to us, the ones that actually go into this practice every day. Like, the hardest thing does not be the games. And I want people to understand that. It's during the week when you see these guys, like, day after day, and you in here working and you going through film study and classroom meetings and getting out there on the field, like, during the week, the prep coming up to the game. So the game is just the, you know, the fun part of all the stuff that we put in during the week. And we start over again the next week and do it all over again in a new game plan in a new week. We don't concern ourselves about what happened previously. We correct it, but we move on. I think when people hark on things, that's just from the outside perspective, because that's the only thing they have to talk about. Like, we don't. Like, we move on because we have to fight for another team. Like, we have to play for the next opponent. And so those things don't ever, like, occur to us. Like, we understand and we watch it from the week we come in on the next day and see and correct our mistakes, but we move on after that and bury that game.
So what's the adversity you were just referring to then, where you say that this – because you lost three times, one of them to the team that you're you're playing against, but you could also say those were unique circumstances in which you actually played Kansas City. When you're saying about a season-long adversity, what are you referring to?
Well, what we're talking about is injuries. Injuries, mm-hmm. The COVID situation playing a big part for everybody, not just us.
Right.
Myself, I was speaking on some of the things that I had to, battle through and persevere through, and coming back twice from a hamstring injury, and everybody else that was dealing with, injuries and stuff like that. Normal stuff from every other team, but I just felt that, coming here and doing something here, my mindset was already set during the whole season, and then bam, you out. You come back in, bam, you out. You come back in, and it's just like, wow, getting the rhythm. But no, looking forward to, these opponents that we have and knowing that, okay, we got to play our best game, not last week, but this week. Next opponent is our best opponent. And so doing that and have that mindset and staying the course, man, shoot, we racked up 10 wins in a row. I mean, come on. we have to have a mindset where you got to get rid of that next one and go on. And that builds that courage and that, that ability to go on and fight for more.
Josh Norman here on the Rich Eisen Show. You said just a second ago that your next opponent is your best opponent. You could say that again. Do you guys right now expect to see Patrick Mahomes on Sunday, Josh Norman?
Honestly, if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. It ain't gonna stop no show here.
But in terms of what that almost got me to not take my glasses off because I need to see this also to hear it. So you're not at all discussing, hey, if do you think Mahomes is going to play? That's not even a conversation amongst you.
Look, man,
right now,
like I told you, it's our next opponent. It's our next opponent. We're gonna, go through the proper channels that we regularly go to during the week and the game plan and get ready for our next opponent. So if he's out there, he's out there. If the other guys, the receivers, the tight end and the running backs, they out there, we're going to scout them too and what they like to do best. We don't put nobody over nobody else, that's for sure, not here. But, our mindset is to go win the game. And they keep opponents and their targets, the ones that are their bell cows, got a plan for them. And whether he's there or not, I can't, we'll see.
And, how much can we learn from the previous outing? We just saw, obviously, the Bucs take care of the Saints after losing to them twice. You played a Week 6 game that was supposed to be on Thursday night, got postponed to the following week due to all the aforementioned COVID craziness. And they ran the ball all over the place against the Bills. What can you take from that film-wise and use in the AFC Championship game, Josh Norman?
Well, I'm gonna say this. We're not the same team. We're a good football team. We're going to become a great football team and having that mantra behind our name. We're cooking on all cylinders. And at the end of the day, I'm going to talk about us. Not really too much concerned about what they do and talk about them because everybody's going to, pump them up, and that's great, and they deserving of that because of what they are able to do in the wins. But look, man, we're clicking on all cylinders. We have full strength, and this sale has never been higher than what it is right now. It's like Black Pearl taking seat. We're wide open, and I say this, and I humbly say it.
Yes,
we ready. We are ready, and we looking forward to it. And so. I don't want to take anything from them and what they do because they're a great football team and we just working to get there. So.
Well, I see. I saw number 24 take off to the end zone. I first split second thought it was, you because, the old number. But what about what about that Taron Johnson kid just taking it to the house 101 yards in that game there?
TJ has been improving every single week, and he has been showing out. He really has. He's been showing his tail. Being able to be a run force in a nickel, coming in and making those key tackles for us, and then going and playing in covers and dropping covers, he's really been a weapon for us, a king knife in our armor. And he's been making plays, and guys got to now start watching out for where he's at because he's liable to, make a play here and there. And that's what you need to get out there on that football field and make these turnovers and get the ball back to our high flying prolific offense because I'm telling you that Josh Allen at 14, I don't know, but who's better than them? Who's living better than them right now? They are having themselves a time. And then you have Cole Beasley, who's the best slot. And I just talked to him the other day. I think guys just really downplay his game and unrated. Like, he's the best person coming off that line. I can tell you that right now. His quicks, man, you got to see the game tape. And then you got Smokey Brown over the top. I mean, all these guys, Gabe, the Rook coming in and making plays, he probably got more touchdowns than all of them. And Docs and Knox, I mean, even Motor. Look, man, we got a lot of people, and our unsung heroes is the offensive line. So that coupled with a great defense, and you know you got to have a great defense in this run that we in right now in the playoffs. And so all of that playing with the special teams that we have and the coaching staff, look, we're ready for any challenge. So,
Josh, I've been talking to you for a long time. I've been talking to you ever since you were having, you know, slap fights with Odell Beckham Jr. I'll be very honest with you, okay? We've been talking for a minute. That's what I'm basically saying. And, you know, and then I was talking to you after you left Carolina and you wound up in Washington, obviously, and you're in the spot. You sound re-energized. You sound like you're bouncing off the walls. Like, you're ready, Josh. I know you said that about 15 times in this conversation, so I'm stating the obvious, but I'm hearing it in your voice. Like, you seem like a re-energized person, Josh.
I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. I keep trying to tell you that Elohim has really truly shined his light upon us. Like, once we was in a dark place and now we've seen the light. It's crazy. I mean, like, who has it better than us right now? There's only four teams, and this is a chance for us to be like a greatness. Just 60 minutes of greatness right here. That's what I'm telling the guys. When we get off there, we burn them ships. Like, it's no coming back. And if you don't have a sense of excitement about this, I don't know what you're here for, you know? This is something where you only get this chance so very few often in between. Like, we haven't been back to this game in 5 years, man. So whatever thing I got, I'm going to expend it. You better believe I'm going to expend it. And whether that is, you know, I have to cheer on the sideline and help my teammates or get out there and make a play, that's what we're going to do, because you don't get this chance often. One chance away from the dance? Come on, Rich. Like, we're doing it. I'm extending everything. So that is why you feel this way. And we're going to be amped this whole week. Shoot, I wish we could play tomorrow if they can hurry up and get something scheduled. But, hey, look, man, Sunday just as good. So we're prepared for it. And we're ready. And we'll be there when the time's called.
And then before I let you go here, a couple more things with you, Josh Norman. You know, you're new, obviously, to the Western New York area. You're seeing Bills Mafia up close and personal. You see how the fans donated to Josh Allen in the name of his past grandmother who just passed away. And then you saw that they put some money in Lamar's coffers after he got concussed and knocked out of that game. And you are taking part in trying to raise money for local small mom and pop businesses there in Western New York. You always have, I always want to give you the floor about your charitable nature and your endeavors on that, and I want to give you the floor here about what you're doing there in Western New York, Josh.
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, it's been a buzz going around, but first and foremost, I want to tip my hats off to, you know, Bill's Mafia, man. Like, dude, who has a better, like, fan base than these guys? I know it's a lot of them out there, but, man, they give money out like it's, you know, you going to the store right now and you see some kids, here you go get candy. The next one come out, here you go get candy. Like, I'm telling you, they closing up on $2 million that Bill Mobby has given to, you know, organizations and outreach things. As you said, Josh Allen won just recently. They've done something to Lamar Jackson and the Buffalo Business Blitz that we was doing. We teamed up with the mayor's office with my nonprofit organization, Stars 24, and how we was giving back was giving back grants to the people that was pretty much struggling in this, you know, endeavor, like, from COVID-19. Mm. You know, they was closing down the businesses during that time, and it was like something we must do to help them out. And so we just started this fund, and hopefully people can donate it to it, and it started to pick up more steam. And so now we was closing in to somewhere around $600,000.
Wow.
That we'll be able to give away to small businesses in need, anywhere up to $2,500. And so therefore we were able to help out, you know, people that's actually in Buffalo and actually give them something to look forward to going into the 21 year. So that's all we was, you know, helping to do. So we was trying to be, you know, champions on the field and champions off the field. And I think when you build that, you know, ingredients all in one, you can do it all, man. So that's something that reached out to me that I was wanting to do and help the people here in Western New York.
Stars with a Z, 24.org/Buffalo Business Blitz to be part of what Josh is talking about. And I want to give you one last moment here to pound the table for Leslie Frazier. You know he's interviewing and what type of coach he can be in this league. You have seen you've been coordinated by him this year up close and personal. You want to pound the table for Coach Frazier? Josh? There it is.
It's really, right?
I love it.
Man, Les Braid is the man. Like, he is so cool. He's like a cool grandpa. Like, he's just really, really cool. Like, he never gets high or low. He just stays even keeled, and he gives his messages and speeches, and he gets you fired up, man. Really, really do, because you want to play for a guy like that. He knows what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He knows what he's doing. And the fact is, you come in with the same juice and the same energy every week, and that's just something to be said. I mean, it truly is. When you look at a guy like that and his resume throughout the years, if he has something going on, I know I'll be being on the table to be the first ones to go out there and look where he's going to be landing, because that guy right there, he knows his game. He knows how to play it, and even give you a little speech on him. Like, so he said he wanted 10 touchdowns at the beginning of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Defensive touchdowns beginning of the season. So guys just talked about it. It was like, oh, yeah, right, Liz. Like, you know, 10 touchdowns, that's unheard of. Like, so, okay, guys is going through. We didn't have no touchdowns after week, I don't know, 12 maybe, or however. Taron Johnson. week 13, Taron Johnson made the first play, turned it back, pick six. Turned around again, another pick six came. And then guess that was from Jerry Hughes. And then turn around, I had a pick six at the Miami game. And then turn around, Taron Johnson just made another pick six. So listen here, we almost halfway there to our goal. So now people starting to believe.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
What you said. So this is great, man. It's truly great to, you know, have a DC like that to be able to motivate the guys.
And plus, he told you you're traveling with Tyreek Hill this week, right? Is that what he told you? You traveling with the cheetah, Josh?
Yeah. That's what he said. He sure did.
All right, wherever 10 goes, I see 29. Is that what it is? Wherever 10 goes, I see 29. Is that what it is this weekend?
Yeah,
I don't want to give you the game plan, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you've run with the bulls, you can handle the cheetah, right? You know what I mean?
The cheetah. Hey, I like how you did that.
I do for a living.
Cheetah and put it all together, right?
Yes. You have hurdled a bull in Pamplona. You can handle a cheetah in Kansas City, Josh Norman. Fact.
Hey, man, it's the kingdom of animals, correct? It's the kingdom. That's where we go, the kingdom. You see how you put that?
I love it. Josh, you're the man. Thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. I always love chopping it up with you, Josh. Really appreciate it. Really.
Yeah, it has been. It has been a great time. We got to get back to see you soon.
Excellent.
There, all this thing blow over.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And you come here, you'll see your photograph on the wall, Josh, because that's the way we roll here. You said you wanted it on there, and we have done that.
Yeah, I was in front of you guys. So I was just like, hey, look, man, I appreciate the honor.
You take care, Josh. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and then for your sake, beyond. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You guys be blessed and have a good one, all right?
You bet. The one and only Josh Norman of the Buffalo Bills here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fun stuff.
And he is confident.
How many times? We're ready. Like, he wants to play it now.
Confident.
Why not? You know, the Hail Mary, which he said didn't mean anything other than just it sucked. The plane ride home sucked.
Yeah, I mean, fluke play.
You know, we're always looking for narratives, right? Well, that moment, they realized that that's the only thing that could beat them, whatever, so on and so forth. Without it, they'd be, what do you say, they'd win 10 in a row? Feeling good. Mandalorian quarterback, Baby Yoda in the slot, Stephon Diggs running deep. Fantastic.
Bills plus 135.
Is
Let's
that what
go.
You're thinking right now?
Let's go.
I don't think there's any way that Mahomes is... on the sideline, unless the toe is an issue.
I'll have an update next hour.
Excellent. That's what's called a news update and a tease. And I think we have a new drop. All of us looked at each other when he referred to Taron Johnson as TJ, saying that TJ's...
TJ has been improving every single week, and he has been showing his... He has been showing out.
There you go. We have a new drop.
Got to cut it, but here we go.
We got a new drop.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Anytime you nail it. You were spotting dimes yesterday like Costanza. Then you dropped something on our Peacock only segment at the end of the first hour that I want to unpack a little bit here, take the phone calls I promised I would take. And I have an update on yesterday's conversation as well.
Did you talk to your mom?
Did I talk? I talk to my mom every day, Chris. I'm a good son, Chris.
No, but did you talk to her about this one specific
breaking news?
This one specific thing.
Let's take a break.
I mean, I'm in.
Oh,
yes.
The Rich Colfax Show.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You guys. I'm back in a second. Fantastic. We're back. What if I told you? You can take you and your family and your friends to the ballpark with such low price tickets. You can invest more in buying food and drinks, merchandise, and easily on top of all of it, get a larger group to come with you. That's where Game Time Tickets comes in, the official ticketing partner of the Rich Eisen Show. Browse through that Game Time app and automatically you'll see features that become your favorites. Last minute tickets, zone deals. You see views from all seats in the venue. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. And the best part about it is you see your entire total up front, so no surprise fees hit you at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem our code EISEN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We got lots to talk about right here. Lots to talk about, but I want to take some phone calls to people who have been hanging on for quite some time. Daniel in Colorado, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
How are you, sir? What's on your mind?
I'm doing great. I want to talk some Gus Bradley here. So I'm huge Raiders fan. I'm very excited because what he can do with defensive backs. I think with who we already have at defensive backs, I think that is like a genius play right there. But the biggest issue I see for my Raiders, though, right now at least, is like their defensive line as a whole. You know, Max Crosby didn't do anything this year. You know, injuries, it was just rough. And short of them drafting early with a D lineman, I just feel like it's a questionable choice. So
hold on a second. I mean, obviously the defense needed a change, and Marinelli just came in to try and maybe get him home last year. But Gus Bradley is a dynamite coordinator. I mean, Gus Bradley is also somebody that has an infectious personality who's really going to rally the troops. And in terms of shopping for the groceries, you got one of the best. I'm biased, as I'll say that all the time. But, you know, if it, trust me, if there is a flaw or there's something that needs to be fixed, Mayock knows it. Mike Mayock knows it. Wherever he's sitting right now, he knows it. And I just think, again, it's just you need to have Derek Carr play 16 games like he played the first, what, 10, 11, 12, as opposed to, you know, the last, the Atlanta game was dreadful. The Jet game, he threw a nice touchdown in at the very end, which was kind of a gift from Greg Williams, a farewell bouquet of his. You know, that's where you got to go. But you've got I think, a very nice core that's young and a total revamped roster with generationally talented players in Waller, Josh Jacobs. I mean, Abrams got an it factor, and we'll see how they go. But I don't just discount Gus Bradley right away. And I appreciate the call, Daniel, and I'm sure everybody listening on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM in Vegas appreciate the Raider talk. Let's go to Eric in Washington, D.C., where we had quite the day. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Richie, how you doing today?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. First of all, I call in all the time. I love the show, and I really, really fell in love with the show a long time ago, especially, though, that little run you had with little Grayson during the combine. I think that's one of the best moments. But I'm also really calling in here to apologize to your mother, Mrs. Eisen, about the whole Koufax joke. That was me. I tweeted it, and I think TJ caught in at the end of that. So I want to make sure there's this respect. I love you, and I love your mom.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Eric. And I love my mother, too. In case anybody's wondering what Eric's referring to, and I appreciate the call. Yesterday, Chris Bachman brought up the fact that it was the 49th anniversary of Sandy Koufax's enshrinement in the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York. And you decided to maybe pre-show bouncing around ideas for a poll question.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest Jewish athlete of all time?
I heard
that.
Athlete ever.
I heard that on the way going to the back, and I turn you on. I'm like, go ahead and see if you want to bring that one up on the show.
Sure.
And then I left having no idea that three goyim, to use the phrase as we would use back in the day, non-Jews, would come up with a list of Jewish people, but relying on the only other Jew under the roof right now on the Rich Eisen Show, Adam, our call screener,
correct,
to help you with that process.
Yes.
And then I decided for some ungodly reason to drop information that my mother dated Sandy Koufax once in Brooklyn, New York. You guys started acting like total idiots. And then you wonder why I wouldn't have my mother call in to talk about it.
I wouldn't say we acted like idiots.
Well, I mean, saying that it was so close to being named the Rich Koufax Show.
Well, I'm just saying it was
the Rich
Koufax Show.
And then the Rich Eisen Show production staff comes up with a remade Rich Eisen Show graphic as the
Rich
Koufax Show.
Right, okay. And you guys are wondering, why don't you get your mom on the phone?
Well,
no disrespect.
So no disrespect.
I mean, but you can't tell me something like that and not expect me
so
to
I
have
called
follow-up
my,
questions.
I called my mom yesterday, as I always do, because I'm an outstanding son.
Best son
best
ever?
Dad ever?
Best dad ever.
Well, look, I mean.
Exactly, TJ.
Look.
How many yachts can you water ski behind?
Please.
Okay.
So I told her that we talked about her on the show. Oh, yeah. Have to, you know, pray tell. And I told her about dating Sandy Koufax. She enlightened me.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited.
She did not go on a date with Sandy Koufax.
It was Don Drysdale.
Hold on a minute.
It was Don Drysdale.
No. What's the matter with you? What the hell is the matter with you?
And three was on Brady Bunch.
And you're wondering why I don't have my mother call in.
Chris, you all right?
Ballin'.
Sorry, hey, Rich, continue. Rich,
he's on fire.
Continue.
Okay. So you're talking about Brooklyn in the, I guess, the early 50s or late 40s, okay?
Right.
And so she said that there was a social get-together in somebody's house when, you know, girls and guys are invited so they could meet.
Right.
And they get paired off. So they meet in pairs.
Okay.
She got paired off with Sandy Koufax at one of these. And suddenly that came out the game of telephone in my own head that she dated Sandy Koufax.
That counts.
But the pairing didn't obviously go anywhere. Oh. She did let me know that she did work for Sandy Koufax's dad in something called the Coward Shoe Store. So my mom worked for Sandy's dad, got paired off with Sandy at a sock hop.
It wasn't a sock hop.
Dude, like he's stuck in Archie Comics over there.
That's
like,
enough. In the fourth,
just watch Mrs. Maisel one episode, and you'll understand what my mother grew up in.
I mean, okay? In the '40s, getting paired off is basically dating.
It's dating.
I think.
So it wasn't even remotely close to the Rich Kofax show ever.
Okay.
This is the postscript that I know is not what you guys are looking for.
No,
but at
no.
least you got to drop a line at using Don Drysdale as a gag.
He had been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok,
thank you.
And flat out deceived.
Hey, Holland's that's Queens talking about Brooklyn right here. That's how we feel the outer borough people are outraged by the story.
I'm glad we didn't get Rich Kofax because I think he turned out just fine.
You know what, TJ? Eyes. I appreciate that.
Yeah. But you are using your left hand a lot. Is all.
I mean, I'm grabbing the mug.
If you believe it,
my left hand. Because the right hand, TJ. I can't go around the mug to drink. I got to go lefty because the mug's on my right.
That's true.
All right. So snapping that curveball off in your direction.
That was so funny yesterday.
Well, just now too. You guys got a great laugh.
I mean,
you know, trying to turn my mom into a baseball Annie for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Yeah, what the hell's the matter with you?
And that was
my mother you're talking about.
And that's why I initially didn't want to say the joke, but I had to say the joke. You know.
TJ.
Now then, 844-204-RICH. Let's go back to the phone lines here on the show. Jeff in Detroit, one of our favorites. What's up, Jeffrey? How are you, Jeff? What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, fellas?
Nothing great.
I cannot wait till all of this stuff subsides. I just want to come down and have fun with you guys.
Likewise.
I laughed so hard yesterday. I had to pull over. Contacts were coming out of my eyes. You guys were laughing so hard in the background. It was super duper funny.
Oh, I don't know did you catch Anthony Mackie's story about the movie 8 Mile? Did you catch that one, Jeff?
How about that one for Detroit? Some straight up, man. You were dropping straight up wisdom yesterday.
How about that?
That was a hell of an interview.
That was
and
great.
Like you said, I have to go back and look at it again.
Absolutely.
Because when he starts rapping, you can see it in his eyes. And I'm like, damn, he's a real good, you know, Anthony Mackie is a hell of a natural.
He is.
He reacted like naturally to
Marshall that?
Mathers actually putting real stuff in about him in the rap. That was extraordinary.
I know, right? So what's on your mind?
Listen, I got a friend that works at the airport, and usually he doesn't get requests for VIP individuals.
Okay.
He's a police officer, and they come in a certain way, you know, off of private jets or whatever, and they get ushered through. He got a request for some VIPs from Indianapolis, Indiana, that were, he believes they were with the Colts organization. Couple of, maybe about a day or two later, it comes out, you know, Philip is retiring. My question to you is it a possibility that they could be making a play for Matt Stafford? I mean, in all honesty, to fill in the hole and, you know, you figure that the Lions are pretty much down.
Oh, man, that would be.
As far as they could go. If he goes there, I would be scared.
That would be something. That would be something. It could be Dan Campbell's Indianapolis trainers coming in to try and muscle the Lions to sign him with a 6-year deal. Could be that. I mean, I don't know, but look at Jeff in Detroit with some inside information.
I'll tell you like this.
From the Wayne County Airport to the headlines.
I have a person that works at an expensive car emporium, and usually when the guys start getting all of their cars wrapped up and shipped out, that's how I figured out that Calvin Johnson was retiring. So if I hear anything from that front and Matt Stafford is getting all of his cars ready for transport, I definitely will be calling you back.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Jeff in Detroit. And let's just pull it all together. 6 degrees. Matthew Stafford went to high school with Clayton Kershaw, one of the greatest lefties in Dodger history after...
Andy Kofax.
All right. Where's Kevin Bacon in all this? Shut up, DJ. I don't want you to open your mouth. Turn his mic off. Carrie Champion and Jemele Hill, Hour 3.